It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Before we get into today's story, let's listen to Mr. McGee make this point with his better half.
Listen to this, Molly. Here's an article in the paper that says the average man with a college education will earn $100,000 more in his lifetime than a man without college.
$100,000, McGee?
Yep.
Well, for goodness sakes.
It sure is.
Sure is what, dearie?
For goodness sake, just like you said.
Oh.
Thanks to the goodness of a good many mothers and dads and the Prudential Swell Education Fund plan, a lot of kids are going to find the road to success a lot less bumpy than it often is.
Just a minute, McGee. What's all this about the Prudential's education plan?
I was just going to tell the folks, Molly. It's an education plan provided by the Prudential Insurance Company, and it's the sure and easy way for you parents to cover your youngsters' college expenses when the time comes. With this plan, you can start building that education fund now, little by little, over the years. And if anything happens to you before junior's ready for college, well, the Prudential pays the amount in full.
Well, that certainly makes sense, friends. It's the surest way I know to start your youngsters on the road to success. So call your Prudential agent tomorrow. He'll be glad to tell you about an education fund plan for your children.
Something new has been added at 79 Wistful Vista today. A handsome custom-made slipcover on the big easy chair in the living room. Well, it's a beautiful imported material. And I'd ask Mrs. McGee to describe it for you, but she's upstairs dressing for a date with some friends and... Uh-oh, there goes the phone.
Hey, Molly, the phone.
That must be the upholstery people. Answer it, will you, McGee? Tell them the slipcover's beautiful and I'm just delighted with it.
Well, I'm sorry, kiddo, but
tell them I meant to call them about it, but I haven't had time. Oh, and have them mail the bill to us, will you?
I'm afraid you'll have to answer it, Molly. Ordinarily, I would, but I'm kind of busy.
I'm trying to get dressed, McGee. I have to meet Mabel Toops in 15 minutes downtown.
I know, but I'm too busy right now. The phone's away out there in the hall, and I'm in the living room, and I can't...
Oh, for heaven's sake. I'll never get to that matinee on time. It's 2 o'clock now, and I'm still in my slip. 79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee... Ah, hello, Dr. Gamble.
Him?
Yes, he's here, Doctor, but he's too busy to answer the phone. He says.
Ask him what he wants.
I'm in a big rush myself right now, Doctor. Have to meet the girls in front of the Bijou in 15 minutes and our car battery's dead.
Ask him what he wants.
Oh, you are, Doctor? Oh, wonderful. I'll certainly appreciate the lift. Yeah, I'll be ready. Thanks. Bye. Oh, boy, that's a break. Dr. Gamble's going to drive me downtown.
Good. I always say there's no use having friends if you don't get any good out of them on account
of... McGee. Just how long have you been sitting there in that easy chair?
Oh, let me see. About 12 minutes so far. Why'd you ask?
Do you mean you were right there, not 10 feet from the telephone? You had me run all the way downstairs to answer it?
Well, gee whiz, I told you. I'd have answered it, only I'm busy.
Busy? Sitting in an easy chair with your feet up on the ottoman, your head back and your arms hanging over the sides? Busy doing what?
I'm guarding my health.
And of all the chairs to sit in, why do you have to pick the one with the brand new slipcover? You're doing what?
I'm guarding my health. I read a survey where it says 9 out of 10 doctors recommend just sitting quietly in one spot, doing absolutely nothing for 1 hour every day. Good for the health.
Well, you picked a fine day to start. And can't you sit in some other chair? You'll have my new slipcover worn out before anybody sees it.
Oh, I can't move now, Molly. I already started my 1 hour of sitting quiet and not moving. If I move now, I'll have to start all over again.
Oh, if this isn't the silliest thing I ever heard of.
Grocery boy!
Well, it may sound silly to you, kiddo, but I can tell a big difference already.
You can, huh?
Yes, I've only been sitting here relaxing for about 14 minutes so far, and my breathing is easier, and I find I got lots more wind.
Well, then you're wasting your time, son. There's one thing you don't need. It's more wind, because...
Who asked you? Look, old-timer, why don't you knock before you come bust... Molly, where'd she go?
Oh, is that what that was? I see something running upstairs with a piano shawl over its head, but I couldn't make out just what... Say, got a new slipcover for the easy chair, huh? Hey, get up, Johnny, let's see it.
I can't get up now, old-timer. I can't move for an hour.
Can't move? What's the trouble, son?
Oh, there's nothing the matter with me. I'm just...
Oh, you know Papa was a lot like you, Johnny. You never could tell when Papa was sick because he always looked horrible. What's the matter, son?
There's nothing the matter. And if you got work to do, don't let me keep you.
Oh, Papa looked just like you the day he came down with that awful wheeze. Bronchovenillamitis, the doctors called it. Bad.
Look, if you got to run along
very
now, don't...
rare disease, carried by the male to sea fly only during the last 3 days of July on odd years. The very 3 days that Papa ushered at the theater.
What theater?
The one where they were showing Trader Horn. Seems like Papa got too close to the screen during the big monsoon scene, and one of them to sea flies flew out and... Say, this thing you got ain't catching, is it?
Yes. Now that you mention it, it's very catching. It's called Mesobolonia, and it starts with a kind of a tightening up at the passofrini, like... You see?
Oh, that sounds bad.
I knew a guy that got it once, and in 24 hours, he was gone.
24 hours?
Yeah.
He could learn from me, Johnny. I'm gone right now. So long.
Boy, I thought I'd never get rid of him.
McGee, that must be Dr. Gamble now.
Now, you'll have to let him in, Molly. The front door's locked, or I'd just holler, come in. But I can't get up because I've only been sitting here for 17 minutes, and I got to sit still for a whole hour.
Back to Isla Vista in a minute. You know, lots of people have different opinions on lots of different things. But there's one thing that Mr. and Mrs. McGee of Wistful Vista see absolutely eye to eye on.
And that's murine, John. Yes, folks, murine for your eyes.
Right, Molly, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like the cool refreshment just 2 drops of murine can bring to tired eyes in a matter of seconds.
And you know, murine is gentle as a tear, so you can use it as often as your eyes tell you to.
Right, Fibber and Molly. A 2-drop bath of murine in each eye can do wonders for eyes that are tired after too many hours of work, for eyes that feel heavy-lidded and sleepy in the morning, for eyes that feel uncomfortably wakeful at bedtime. So try it soon. You'll agree, just like Fibber and Molly do, that there's nothing like regular daily 2-drop baths of murine for your eyes. That's M-U-R-I-N-E, murine. It makes your eyes feel good.
Coming. One moment.
Hello, Molly.
Come in, Doctor. I'm sorry I took so long to answer the door, but I was upstairs.
Oh? Isn't the noisy half home today?
McGee? Well, yes, he is.
I'm in here, Fatso. I'd come out and greet you myself, but I'm afraid I can't right now.
The little man is busy?
Oh, yes. Working very hard at it, too, I might add.
What's he doing? Repairing the hole in the water pipe that he accidentally made while he was repairing the hole in the water pipe that he accidentally made?
No. Nothing like that. This is big stuff. Important work. He's safeguarding his health.
I beg your pardon?
Seems he read somewhere that the way to be healthy is to spend an hour a day sitting perfectly motionless, and that's what he's busy doing right now.
Oh. Does that include his mouth, too, Molly? Because if it does, someone ought to call the Gazette. I can see the headlines now. McGee's mouth motionless.
Very funny, Lard Bucket. If you're ready to go to the movie, Molly, don't keep Doc standing around. I'll miss you, but him I can do without.
No, it doesn't include his mouth. That's too bad.
Pay no attention to him, Doctor. I'm ready to go. Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
I've got the wrong purse. I'll have to go change purses. Just be a minute.
Take your time. I'll go visit with your logy little yogi in here for a minute. What's this sitting motionless routine about, Lout? And what's new about you sitting motionless? You've spent most of your life in a lump.
I see no point in discussing matters of how to be healthy with a guy that makes his living keeping people sick. But for your information, I'm not getting out of this chair for 1 hour. So just keep your snide remarks to yourself. Big horse nurse.
Not moving out of the chair, huh? What happens if the house catches fire?
If the house catches fire, I guess I'm supposed to carry him and the chair outside, Doctor.
Oh, nothing like that's going to happen.
And I'll do it, too, because that's a brand new slipcover on that chair, and it costs $47.
Oh, hey, it looks very pretty, Molly. It's beautiful material.
Yeah, the Abbott upholstery people made it for us, Doc. Come back tomorrow and you can get a better look at it when I ain't sitting in it.
Isn't this ridiculous? Come on, Doctor, we better go. Well, I'll be back in a few hours, McGee, so...
Hold it a minute, Molly. I'll answer that for you. Hello? McGee's residence. Who? No, this is Dr. Gamble, but I'll take the message for
you. Now, look, McGee, please don't get in any trouble while I'm gone, will you?
Don't you worry. You go right ahead. Have a good time. Don't worry about me.
Famous last words.
And I'll sit right here till it's time to get up out of this chair. Then maybe I'll go take a nap. You go on. Have fun.
Well, let's go, Molly. It's nearly 2:15.
I'm ready. Who was that on the phone?
Oh, just the radio station. It's a quiz program. I told him he was too busy to come to the phone. Try somebody else.
Huh? Who? What? Did they want me?
They said they wanted Mr. Fibber McGee to tell them the name of the President of the United States for $2,000.
What?
I told them you wouldn't get up out of your chair for $10,000.
What? Well,
Dr. Gamble.
Why, call him back. I'll talk to him. Oh, you dirty, double-crossing big...
Relax. It was Mabel Toops, Molly.
Oh, doctor.
I told you were just leaving.
Why, you... Well, get him out of here, Molly, before I forget all about my health and get out of this chair and beat the bejunior.
Now. Relax, dearie. Relax. That's it. You relaxed?
Yeah.
Good. See you about 5. Bye.
Happy rest, pest. Stay healthy.
Oh, boy, I thought they'd never get out of here. Wow. If I had to go through this again, I think I'd... Hello? The Abbott Upholstery Company? This is Fibber McGee. Yeah, the party you made that 47-buck slipcover for. Look, get a man with a needle and some material over here right away, will you? It's urgent. I dropped my cigar in that chair about an hour ago and burned a hole in the slipcover about the size of a pie plate. A big pie. My wife will be back in a couple of hours, and if I want to stay healthy, you better snap it up, because if she finds out about this, I'm going to...
Fibber and Molly will be right back. This Wednesday evening, there'll be a bright new sound coming from your radio. It's the lovely, lilting voice of Dinah Shore. Dinah will be with you twice a week, each Wednesday and Friday evening, with a delightful quarter hour of after-dinner listening to start your evening off in fine musical fashion. And you'll enjoy the fun, too, as Dinah brings her cheerful and friendly manner to the entire family. So be on hand Wednesday when the Dinah Shore Show returns to the air. And speaking of Wednesday, there's another musical highlight in store for you this Wednesday. It's the popular Mr. Frank Sinatra. And you'll hear your favorite songs by Frankie and some informal chatter in the usual Sinatra style between songs. It's a melody treat you'll want to hear. The Dinah Shore Show and the Frank Sinatra Show. And, of course, your Wednesday lineup includes such other great shows as You Bet Your Life and The Big Story. All brought to you by NBC Radio. Your best bet in entertainment.
How was the matinee? You like it?
Yeah, very good. By the way, I ran into Mrs. Spradley on the way home. A terrible thing happened.
Yeah?
It seems her husband was sitting on that brand new divan of theirs, just casually smoking a cigar, and guess what happened?
He dropped his cigar down. I mean, what happened?
Well, he suddenly got a terrible cramp in his leg. He just couldn't get up. Sent her right out to get Dr. Gamble. I can't imagine what brought it on.
I can.
Hmm?
I said good night.
Oh, good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. This is John Wald urging you to be with us again tomorrow night as Mr. McGee finds out the facts of life concerning the so-called discount houses. Good night.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.